Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty takes first base on ball four. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNulty. The throw from Schock and he is out, Davis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk strikes out. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to second. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuchter. Schalk moves to third. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Schalk scores. Ma still moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Speaker moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to second. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-0 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Fuchter covering, for the out. Schalk moves to second. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schalk scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lutsk. Ma still moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNulty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins misplays the ball. That's an error on Collins. Jameson scores. McNulty moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Homer Summa pinch hits for Chick Feuchter. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Uhel pinch hits for Rube Lutsk. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Klugman now playing second base. Freddie Spurgeon now playing third base. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber is hit by the pitch. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Faber moves to second. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Carr pinch hits for Jake Miller. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNulty hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Garland Buckeye now pitching. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Shealy moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sewell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Shealy moves to third. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Speaker trying to get to third. Hooper throws the ball into Com, who tags Speaker for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.